This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
You've got a continuation of the sideways pattern we've been in. Probably a good example is the corn just epitomizes the market's tendency to just consolidate, and it has been doing that for really a month or so. Go back to last Thursday, which is the last day of last week. That was a big report day, seedings and stocks, and it was very friendly to the corn. 90 million acres. Last year was 94.6. It's a big drop. Stocks were under. The market shot up. At one time, was up 20 cents last Thursday, closed up 15, and this week, disappointingly, gave back all those gains all the way back to where it was before the report, but it's up a little bit today. So again, even in the last, going back to early March, July corn is traded between 440 and 460. The report got it up on the high end, but there was a lot of skepticism that maybe 90 million acres is too low, especially we have early plant. And the other negative was the bird flu epidemic that some people feel might hurt feed demand, which would be corn and meal. So the report got it to the top end of the range. The skepticism about the report and the worry about demand worry took it to the bottom end, and that's where we are today.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn up 5 1/4 at 431 3/4. May soybeans up 8 1/4 at 1182 1/4. May soybean meal up 170 at 330 even. May soybean oil up 25 cents at 48.85. On the Merck, April live cattle down 85 at 180.92. April feeders down 255 at 240.95. April lean hogs up 142 at 87.97. Pork cutout up 82 cents at 97.80. And April class 3 milk down 2 cents at 15.45. Those are your closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.